أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فاطمة أعز الناس إلي وقال أيضا إن الله يغضب لغضب فاطمة ويرضى لرضاها صلوات Tabrik and congratulations to all of you respectable brothers and sisters as we commemorate the birth of Sayyidatu Nisa al-Alameen the leader of all the ladies of all times, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. The lady of light, the lady who is considered to be the madhar and reflection of all the sifat and asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sifatul Jalali wal Jamal. And this same hadith which I recited from Sahih al-Bukhari and various other books where Prophet has said إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْضِبُ لِغَضَبِ فَاطِمَةِ وَيَرْضَى لِرِضَاهَا that definitely Allah gets angry over the wrath and anger of Fatima and gets pleased over the rida and pleasure of Fatima. This very hadith, which is extremely famous and mutawatir, Bain al-Fariqain, and both the sects of Islam, the Sunni brothers and Shias, all of them have narrated this and have accepted the authenticity of this narration. This very hadith is a dalil upon the fact that she is the madhar and reflection of Sifatul Jalali wal Jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How in the world can you imagine that if a person gets angry, Allah becomes upset? Can you find a human being who's like this? You know, we become upset and we become pleased on so many things, isn't it right? Sometimes rightfully, sometimes wrongfully. So if a person that is that high in her spirituality and ruhaniyat that she not only knows exactly when and every and each and every instance of human life where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels upset and angry and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels happy. This requires a lot of knowledge, ihata. In other words, you need to be encompassing, engulfing, and knowing everything about the rida and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the ghadab and intiqam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and qahr of Allah. This is the dalil about the encompassing knowledge of the person, first and foremost. And second of all, this is a dalil about the taharatul qalb of a person. A person is so tayyib and tahir and pure and clean from the spirituality that after knowing the anger and the pleasure of Allah, the person is practicing in every instance of the human life, not in a sporadic basis or random basis, but in every instance of human life, a person is practicing the perfect practice and application of Allah's anger and His pleasure. This is why when a person is that high in knowledge and practice, it makes perfect sense for the Prophet to say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْضِبُ لِغَضَبِ فَاطِمَةَ وَيَرْضَى لِرِضَاهَا. Allah becomes angry on the anger of Fatima and pleased on the pleasure of Fatima. So she is definitely a madhar of the sifat and asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when a person is that high, obviously there are divine arrangements for everything of the personality is divinely supported, assisted, sponsored, and propagated. So starting from the time of the birth, you find that the women of Quraysh boycotted Hazrat Khadija. That's where you start when we discuss the Milad of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, the day of her birth. Obviously Hazrat Khadija salamullah alayha is somebody who is isolated, completely isolated financially, isn't it right? Financially, socially, politically, in terms of the relations, in terms of basically coming, assisting, providing your helping hand. This is something that naturally every woman who is pregnant and expecting a child needs a help, isn't it right? So Hazrat Khadija was totally boycotted. But Allah never leaves His awliya. In Allah, la yudhi'u awliya'ahu. Allah never wastes or allows His beloved servants to get wasted. So Allah takes care of His beloved servants in His own ways. Quran says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa, whoever exercises taqwa, Allah provides opening for him. So, at the time of the birth, we find that the narration says that فَاخْتَمَّتْ لِتِلْكَ خَدِيجَةَ. Hazrat Khadija alayhi salam was sad on that situation because she was obviously the way she was boycotted by the woman, and not just that, but they basically turned her down and refused bluntly. So that's what we learn in the light of the history. So she is dakhala alayha arba'u niswatin ka'annahunna min nisa bani Hashim. Four women entered her house as though seemingly they were from the women of Banu Hashim. And فَفَزَعَتْ خَدِيجَ مِنْهُنَّ. She was scared. Obviously she didn't know them. فَقَالَتْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ لَا تَحْزَنِي نَحْنُ رُسُلُ رَبِّكِ إِلَيْكِ وَنَحْنُ أَخَوَاتُكِ سَارَ وَهَذِهِ آسِيَةُ بِنْتُ مُزَاحِمْ وَهَذِهِ مَرْيَمْ وَهَذِهِ كُلْثُومْ أُخْتُ مُوسَى. So don't be afraid, we are your sisters. And Sarah, you know, is the wife, the first wife of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, the mother of Hadrat Ishaq, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu was salam. Well, this is Asiya bint Muzahim, the wife of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh. And Wahadihi Maryam, this is Maryam, Wahadihi Kulsum, and this is Kulsum, the sister of Musa alayhi salam. Linnali minki ma talin nisa. So basically they came to be partner and helpers of Hazrat Khadija alayhi salam. Fajalasat wahida, so one of those women sat in on the right hand side, on the one on the left, one in the front, one in the back. This is how they were helping. And when Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam was born, فوضعت فاطمة طاهرة مطهرة فلما سقطت الأرض أشرق منها النور حتى دخل بيوتات مكة. When she was born, the hadith tells us that such a nur came out. She was born طاهرة مطهرة, means clean and pure, and purified, obviously purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when she came on the earth, the an-nur spread out in the houses of Makkah. And وَلَمْ يَبْقَ فِي شَرْقِ الْأَرْضِ وَغَرْبِهَا مَوْضِعٌ إِلَّا وَشَرَقَ ذَلِكَ النُّورِ فِيهِ. There wasn't any house in the east of the earth or the west, basically in the entire population of the planet. Every single house was illuminated with the nur of Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam. This is what I was telling you, that there are divine arrangements for the awliya Allah. You know, just like about the time of the bi'sat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time when he was officially commanded to start his propagation. You know, there are some sects of Islam who believe that a Nabi becomes a Nabi on the day of Bi'sat, when he Allah command. We don't believe like this. Alhamdulillah, we the followers of Ahlul Bayt and Quran, we believe that a Nabi is always born as a Nabi. And the Yawmul Bi'sa, the day of Bi'sat, is not the day when he becomes a prophet. He is born a prophet from day one, with all the ilm and knowledge and the ismat and infallibility and all the sifatun hasana, all the beautiful appreciated divine attributes and values are in his soul from day one of his creation. This is what we believe. Is that right? Based on the Holy Quran and the teachings of Rasul and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. But there are some sects who believe that Prophet becomes a Prophet on the day of Bi'sat. No, Prophet does not become a Prophet on the day of Bi'sat. Is that right? So the Yawm al-Bi'sa is the day where Allah commands the Prophet to officially start his propagation. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, when he was in the cradle, is that right? And Banu Israel objected, and the tuhmat on Hazrat Maryam salamullah alayha, then ma kana abuki imra'a sawin wa ma kana ummuki badhiyya fa asharat ilayhi. Quran says he indicated towards him, that means the son, her son Hazrat Isa, who was in the cradle. And Banu Israel replied, kayfa nukallimu man kana fil mahdi sabiyya, how can we talk to a baby who is to somebody who is a baby in the cradle? So Quran says, "Qala inni Abdullah." Hazrat Isa alayhi salam replies from the cradle. Is that right? Hazrat Isa is speaking from the cradle. Then Qala inni Abdullah. I am definitely a servant, a slave of Allah. Atani al-kitaba. Allah gave me the book. Wa ja'alani nabiyan, and He made me a nabi. Is that right? So those who are considered the prophet becomes a nabi on the day of Bi'sat are talking against the nas of Quran. So we believe, what I was telling you, that there are special arrangements of Allah for His beloved servants, for the awliyaullah, and for at the time of Bi'sat also, we find it was a special arrangement of Allah. At the time of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there have been several unique, one-of-a-kind, unprecedented incidents in the history of humanity that happened. For example, all the arsh and thrones all the thrones and arsh of all the kings in the entire world, in all the countries, their thrones became upside down. This is one of the barakat of the wujud, of the birth of the Holy Prophet, that all the thrones of all the kings of all countries in the whole world became upside down, and all the idols in the world dropped down. And basically, isn't it right? So we have extreme, unique arrangements of Allah, and the birth of Hazrat Zahra salamu alayhi is also extremely unique because she is Ummu Abiha. If you remember, this unique title of Hazrat Zahra salamu alayhi, Ummu Abiha, means the mother of her father. And our scholars in the tafsir of this laqab of Hazrat Zahra salamu alayhi, they say that this title is given, there is ihtimal that the reason why this title is given is because she is part of the gharadul khilqa, part of the goal and purpose of creation of the universe. Why she is called Ummu Abiha, mother of her own father. So she is the mother and about to give birth to 11 of the Imams, who are the Khulafa and deputies of the seal of the messengers, and through the walayat of those 11 Imams, the Risalat, the final message of Rasulullah, will survive with its complete strength and force without missing a single thing. If the religion was left up to, you know, sinners like us, God knows what would we have done with the deen. Isn't it right? We are unable to even stop a haram which is happening next door. Isn't it right? This is our strength. This is our qudrat. This is our practice of Islam. This is the way we do amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, bidding the good and forbidding the bad. And then we have a huge claim that we are such great mu'mins. Isn't it right? Isn't it right? So amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar is the most superior duties in the entire Sharia. Because the hadith says, because of them, tuqamul fara'iz. That means all the duties of Islam, all the rest of the duties of Islam are installed because of these two duties are there in the society. So those of the personalities who are performing the amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar in the society are the ones who are the most superior of the scholars. So we find, and this noor entered into all the houses of Mecca, and ثم دخل عشر من الحور العين, 10 of the Hur from paradise entered into the house of Hazrat Khadija alayhi salam, and each one of those was carrying a tasht, a tray and a jug. Each one of those were carrying a tray and a jug, and obviously so basically Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi was washed with the water of Kawthar, this fountain which belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they wrapped her in two cloths which were whiter than the milk, ashaddu bayad, bayadam min al-laban, wa atyab min al-misk, and they had a, you know, smell which is better than the smell of musk, wal ambar, and so this is how it happens. And now when she is born, she raised her voice, ashaddu an la ilaha illallah wa ashaddu anna muhammadan rasulullah. وأشهد أن بعلي علي سيد الأوصياء. And I bear witness after Tawheed and the Risalat of Rasulullah, she is bearing witness that my husband Ali is the leader of all the deputies. وولدي سادة الأسباط. And my children, talking about her 11 Imams from her lineage, they are the leaders. ثم سلمت. Then Hazrat Zahra Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started to say salam after the shahadat, after the basic witnesses. She started to say salam on those four ladies who came from paradise, and calling each of them with their names. I mean, that means she already knows them. Then, right, she's calling each one of those four ladies with their ثم سلمت عليهن ووضعت كل واحدة منهن باسمها. And she bid farewell to each one of them with their names. And so this is how we find that this nur had been spread. Now, what this is happening on the earth. Now, what's happening on the heaven? So, وَحَدَثَ فِي السَّمَاءِ نُورُهُ. And there is a nur that spread, that happened on the heaven. لَمْ تَرَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. That angels have never seen that such a nur. So basically her nur has been spread over the heaven as well. فَكَانَتْ فَاطِمَةُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ تُنْمَى فِي الْيَوْمِ كَمَا يُنْمَى الصَّبِيُّ فِي الشَّهْرِ. She was growing up in a day as much as a baby grows up in a month. And the hadith says, وَتُنْمَى فِي الشَّهْرِ كَمَا يُنْمَى فِي السَّنَةِ. And she was growing in a month as much as a baby grows up in a year. Please say salawat. So, this kind of lady is definitely, like I mentioned in one of my speeches earlier, for those of you who remember, that talking about that kind of lady is what our Urufa say is sahlun mumtani'. It's definitely seems to be simple, but it's deceptively simple. It's not easy to even talk about her azamat, because we don't even know the azamat. You can talk about something after knowing it, isn't it right? So you don't even know, and you don't have any way to know it, because simply it's beyond our measurements. It's unfathomable for a human mind. It's something that belongs to, you know, to that world which is unseeable for us. A person who is created from the nur of the azamat and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you never find in the Islam ahkam and value system of our religion that a father is supposed to respect his daughter. Obviously, we respect every mu'min in Islam, including the daughters and sons. We respect everybody. But it's not wajib on the father to stand up in the respect of his daughter. It's not in the teachings of Islam that it's wajib on the father, whenever the daughter comes up, he stands up and, you know, give him that kind of respect. Basic respect is there. But standing up is not a duty in Islamic morality. But when it comes to Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha, this is exactly what the case was. Rasulullah sallallahu, this is the narration and riwayat of Aisha. Ummul Mumineen Aisha is narrating that وَكَانَتْ إِذَا دَخَلَتْ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Whenever she used to arrive, to see the Holy Prophet, قَامَ إِلَيْهَا فَقَبَّلَهَا فَقَبَّلَ يَدَيْهَا وَأَجْلَسَهَا فِي مَجْلِسِهِ. So whenever she used to come, Prophet used to stand up and kiss her hands and make her sit on his place. Well, place of Rasulullah is mansab of Risalat. Let's be very clear, isn't it right? Prophet's mansab and position is the mansab of Risalat, isn't it right? So we find that after the departure of the Holy Prophet from this world, when it was when Abu Bakr became the ruler, you know what happened is that he sat on the first stairs of the minbar. Isn't that right? He did not sit on the place of Rasulullah. Hazrat Abu Bakr did not sit on that place. Prophet's minbar had three steps, one and two and three, And then he used to sit on the fourth place. There were three steps on the member of Rasulullah. So he sat on the first step. And when Hazrat Umar became the ruler, he sat on the second. And when the turn came for Uthman, he sat on the third. But when the turn came for Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he sat on the fourth place. That means the place where Rasulullah himself used to sit. So the mansab of Rasulullah and the place where Prophet is sitting, not everybody deserved to sit on that place, isn't it right? Whereas it was the constant sunnat of Rasulullah that every time Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi used to show up, Prophet used to stand up in her respect and make her sit on his own place. Isn't that a very strong message for us to understand the azmat of the walayat of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi? And not just the walayat, he understands her ilm, because sitting on the mansab of the Prophet requires ilm. And not just the ilm, but also the ismat, isn't it right? So that kind of person deserves to have Mus'haf of Zahra, that our scholars say that our imams used to feel muftakhir and proud over having the Mus'haf of Fatima with them. One of the tabarukat, one of the blessed items that is transferred from one imam to the other, and right now it's with Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. So, so Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is foretelling the future by saying that the Zindiq people, the agnostics, Zindiq, Zanadiqa, are going to appear in the year 128 Hijrah, in other words. And Hammad ibn Osman is the narrator of this narration. So Imam alayhi salam says, because it's there in Mus'haf of Fatima. So Hammad ibn Osman says, and what is that? What is Mus'haf of Fatima? And Imam alayhi salam says that after the rihlat of Rasulullah, a sorrow came on Hazrat Zahra. She was so sorrowful, in other words, that you know, no one other than Allah knows how much sorrowful she was. Allah has sent an angel upon her, and so angel used to talk to her and tell her certain things, and this is what Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi used to dictate to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Imam Ali used to write it down, and this is how this Mus'haf of Fatima had been composed, which is not about the halal and haram. Halal and haram, you know, is already, this is the part of the hadith I'm explaining to you. Halal and haram is already explained in the Holy Quran and in the Sunnah of Rasulullah, isn't it right? We don't need to find any further halal and haram from anywhere else. But so it's not, this Mus'haf Fatima doesn't deal with the halal and haram, but about the news regarding the future. So what is going to happen in the future? The future information is mentioned in that book. So this empowers Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam to do his lessons. He started his lessons in Medina, isn't it right? And he prepares for the cultural attack of the Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas and all the Zalimeen, and he prepares in advance. He has the knowledge, and the knowledge is about the future, is based on Mus'haf of Fatima alayhi salam. So definitely it gives us also the message, we the believers, the men and the women both, to learn the knowledge and to increase in our knowledge and to lead a life of simplicity. You know, Hazrat Zahra salamu alayhi alayha, we should try our best at least to avoid israf in our lives, to avoid overspendings, unnecessary spendings, and try as much as we can to emulate their personality and to have a simple lifestyle, which we learn the best of that from Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha. A lifestyle which is full of isar and the spiritual fada'il and moral attributes. So much that a person is even ready to give away the dress of her wedding. Isn't it right? It's a very, very clear example. Everyone has memories about his wedding day, isn't it right? The person, this shows that she has zero attachment, zero ta'alluq with alam al-madda, with the world of matter. Zero. There is no connection. You know, and it makes sense because in her hadith, let me read upon you the hadith which she says, شَغَلَنِي عَنْ مَسْأَلَتِهِ لَزَّةُ خِدْمَتِهِ. That means serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the khidmat and service of Allah has engaged me from asking him. La hajata li ghayra an-nazar ila wajhihi al-kareem. I don't stand in need of anything except looking at the kareem wajh of him. That means Allah's kareem face. This is what I stand in need of, looking at Allah's kareem face. So this kind of highness, obviously, it comes from the fact that she has no attachment with the world of matter. This is what we learn when we are celebrating the milad of this personality. Let's have certain lessons from this milad. Isn't it right? So, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ, she says, and that's narrated in Nahjul Hayat. As you know, we have Nahjul Balagha, which is, we call Akhul Qur'an. Isn't it right? Sahifa Sajjadiyya, which is Ukhtul Qur'an, the sister of Qur'an. And we have Nahjul Hayat. This is a book which is composed by another alim in Iran, where he has compiled all the ahadith of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha. So here in Nahjul Hayat, this hadith has been narrated. She said, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ. From your dunya, three things have been made beloved to me. Your dunya. She is not even ready to call this dunya to be her dunya. Isn't it right? It's not her dunya at all. She doesn't belong to this dunya. She doesn't consider this dunya to be hers. A dunya sijnun lil mu'min wa jannatun lil kafir. Isn't it right? And the hadith says that dunya is a prison for a mu'min and a paradise for the kafir. Obviously, for a kafir, there is nothing there. Everything is here. This is what it is. That's it. So, حُبِّدَ عَلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ, from your dunya, you people's dunya, from your dunya, three things have been made beloved to me. تِلَاوَةُ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. First, mahbub and beloved in the eyes of Hazrat Zahra salamu alayha is reciting the book of Allah. Tilawat of Quran should be mahbub in the eyes of a mu'min. We should be loving that. This is what some of the ahadith actually mentions, the value of al-uns bil Quran. And we become ma'nus and familiar with Quran and its teachings and its values and the nur of Quran. Ma'nus. This is what is needed. Obviously, when there is a lady of that kind, then you find Fidda salamullah alayha, who was her khadima, her servant, she used to talk with Quran. When her Zahra salamullah alayha is ma'nus bil Quran to that level, you know, it's not a surprise that her servant learns about Quran so much that she used to talk for 40 years in her life. She used to speak with Quran and the ayat of Quran only. It's not a surprise. حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ سَلَاسٌ. Three things from your dunya have been made beloved to me. تِلَاوَةُ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, recitation of the book of Allah. وَالنَّظَرُ إِلَى وَجْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. اللهم صل على محمد. Looking at the face of Rasulullah, which is also big ibadat You know, isn't it right? Like looking, an-nazaru ilal hadith says, an-nazaru ilal mushafi ibadatun. Looking at the Holy Quran is ibadat. The hadith of the Prophet says, an-nazaru ilal ka'bati ibadatun. Looking at the Kaaba is ibadat. The hadith of the Prophet says, an-nazaru ila wajhi Ali ibn Abi Talib ila wajhi Ali in ibadah. Looking at the face of Ali is ibadat. So likewise, some of the hadith says looking at the door of an alim is also ibadat. I've heard from some of the scholars, and an-nazaru ila wajhi al-alim ibadah. So we have an-nazaru ila looking at the face of your walidain bi ra'fatin wa rahma, with ra'fat and rahmat. If you look at the face of your parents with mercy, this is also ibadat of Allah. You just sit there and you can look at the face of your parents with rahmat and mercy. This qurbatan ila Allah, that you're doing an ibadat. We have such a beautiful religion, Islam. So several things in Islam are like this. You're looking at several things as ibadats. So obviously all of these several return back to Rasulullah, because he is the root of every nur. So an-nazaru ila wajhi fi wajhi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And the third thing she mentions, well, infaqo fi, and I will end very soon after this, well, infaqo fi sabilillah. That means spending for the sake of Allah. If you spend, infaq in Islam is not related to money only. Infaq is for everything. Everything has a zakat. The kulli shay'in zakat. Hadith says everything has a tax. Is that right? So zakat al iffat al jamal, zakat of iffat and chastity. Zakat al jamal al iffa. The zakat of beauty is that if Allah made you good looking, the zakat is that you need to be chaste in your character and don't go towards doing harams. So obviously those who are good looking are more likely to be deceived by shaitan as compared to those who are ugly looking, isn't it right? So hadith has already made clear the zakatul jamal al iffa. So we have zakat for every other thing as well. Everything that you have, every ni'mat of Allah has zakat in it. So infaq is before I come to the end of my speech, I will mention this statement again from Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha, which is another message that's narrated in Kitab al-Ihtijaj للطبرسي رحمة الله عليه, that she has said, جعل الله طاعتنا نظاما للملة. Our obedience, Allah made our obedience to be a nizam for the millat. So the millat of Islam will remain in a system and strong and intact as long as the obedience of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is done. Wa imamatana amanan min al furqa. And our imamat, Allah made our leadership to be a security from division. If you want the true and real unity to take place, then you have to accept the imamat and the leadership of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to understand and to have tamassuk, to hold on the walayat of Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to obey the walayat of Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to receive the shafa'at from Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to maintain and protect the biggest asset of our life, which is the hub and love of Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين. اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين، لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان، واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.